I'll lead us.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman. Guess what? Hardcore crappie fishermen are in the house. And why'd they come in the house? Because they were hungry. I was going to feed them. Yeah. No, not true. Really? Oh, they really want Highland Dairy milk.
That's what I want.
But you got the chocolate milk?
We lost our thing.
You lost your contact.
Lost our,
huh?
Yeah, our contact. Our sponsorship. She left.
She fishes all the time now.
Seems like it. Anyway, we're in the
house. You notice how he catches more fish now?
Yeah. It's going to be a long 15 minutes right here. We're back and we're talking about how people get their information when they go fishing. In the old days, there used to be just a newspaper would come out once a week and you'd have a fishing report and you'd go to that and you'd get your newspaper and you run to the sports section, see if the Razorbacks won or lost. And then you'd, you know, you'd go over to Flip or you'd even go Frank Thorpe if you're that old. You would go back to that and see the paper and you'd go, river's clear and I'm going to go fish there. Yeah, and so now things have changed. We got the internet.
Yeah.
And so with the arrival of internet, we have information that's unlimited, but information that can be good, information could be bad. Yeah. So I said, why not have the three wise men on the show? And
yeah.
So.
But I think. So when you're saying that, talking about the old timers, though, I think there was more. They gave you the basics. This is what the fish is doing. They didn't necessarily, you know, people now thought of want to know more about the, you know, what's going on. But used to, if they were saying you're catching bass in 5 to 15 foot of water and this is the main lures we're coming to, you know, using,
right?
Then people like us would just, okay, that's all we need to know. We can go find some fish. But seems like some of the people today just want to, they want more detail. It's like they want you to tell them that specific spot or something like that. So,
is that what you find, Peyton?
I'm pretty honest with my colors and stuff. And
right.
I mean, I tell them what they're biting on. So, I get people message me. And other than that, they just look for me.
Yeah.
I mean, social media, I put it on there and they're like, oh, Peyton's catching them. They'll go buy whatever color. Like right now, it's been Green Lantern, still Green Lantern. I don't know what's the deal, but they're chomping it up. So, and now the pegs are gone. You know, all the bait shops, people are calling me like, "You ain't more than Green Lantern." I'm like, "I'm getting low myself."
Exactly.
But here, I'll give you a couple. You know, but yeah, I mean, social media is where it's at. Everybody's on Facebook. I got people come up to the ramp and go, "I saw you on Facebook." I don't even know who you are.
Right.
So, you've been catching some big ones. I was like, yeah. I seen you out there today. Yeah. Now, that's where I'm catching them.
And you do a weekly report like on Friday, right?
Yeah, I try to do. I've been kind of not doing it so frequently now, but it's time consuming because I have to write that down.
Well, when you write three pages.
Well, I try to be detailed.
I don't know how you do it while you're going to work. I mean, that's long.
No, I just lay on the couch. Usually I try to do it Wednesday, and then I'll post it up on Friday. But I've been lazy, man. I've been too much going on here lately.
He does it.
It's fishing time.
He does it before they let the dog out.
You'd love all over that dog, don't even.
Yeah.
He would.
He would.
Yeah.
So I do a fishing report.
Yeah.
But I only write about what I'm fishing for. Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's crappie and sometimes there isn't crappie because if I don't go fishing for them, I can usually see where people are fishing and what they're doing. Uh-huh. I could sometimes say what they're doing, but to me that's not much of a report because I'm not the one fishing for them.
Mm-hmm. Last two or three weeks I've gotten a lot of people message you and text, you know, get to
know. Yeah.
Want to know what they're doing. Are they spawning yet? Or
they still ain't spawned.
Yeah, some of them haven't. Some of them have. And, you know, what are they on the banks? And I'm like, I had one lady text me yesterday, and she fishes a lot. And she's like, "What are they on the banks?" I said, "Well, they're catching a few on the banks." And she says, "But where can you find a bank to fish?"
Really?
And I said, what? She said, my usual spot had four boats in it, and there was three waiting for one of them to move out so they could move in.
Yep, seen that. Seen that yesterday.
Bless her heart. So, so we get a lot of, you know, we get a lot of those people asking us, and I don't mind giving them the information.
Right.
That sort of thing. So,
but, do you post pictures on Facebook?
I post my pictures after we do a cat. You know, if I do a guide trip, I do.
And,
but I usually post most of mine. I just take them at the ramp usually. Yeah. I don't take a lot of this last weekend before last. I did take some. I need to do better about taking them in the boat. I just get so concentrating on what I'm doing, and I just don't take the time to take them on the boat.
Right.
We get that person Sunday before last, I had a young man and his grandpa in the boat. And once he, well, we spent 2 hours trying to get him to figure out the live scope. But once he finally got caught two or three little ones, then he went to town. So every time he'd catch a good one, I said, here, let's get your pictures. You ain't got time for that. I mean, he's done handed the fish to grandpa. Grandpa's putting it in the live well. And Peyton was out fishing that same day. He probably heard us, thought we was a bunch of jokes because we just a hooping and a hollering and laughing and carrying on over there. And so you thought we'd never fished ever before.
I think that's the first day you whooped me pretty good. I'm over telling my guy, you guys had to hook. And here's over.
usually what he's saying there, we were fishing together, and he had a guide trip, and I had a guide trip, and when we're out there together, we kind of stayed pretty close, and I went by, and I said, how many you got? 10. How many you got? And I, like, we had, like, 18 or 19, which is very unusual. Usually, the other way around, he'll have a limit, and I've got 6. So, anyway, and then next thing I know, he left, and I thought, what happened? You know, they already got the limit and gone or what? And so I called him, and the lady got cold, and so they took her back to the ramp. She sat in the truck, and then they came back. And when they came back, we was working on our third limit.
Yeah.
And,
but pictures we took, people saw it on social media, and I got a call. I know where he's at.
Yeah.
I saw it. I recognize that.
That's why I don't take a lot of pictures of water.
But even though, even if they know where you're at, that doesn't mean they're going to catch them.
That,
that doesn't mean the next day they're gone.
Right.
That is so true.
I found that last couple of days, they'll be here, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
When the wind got up today, like, Beer Lake's dead again. They just disappeared today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When the wind got up. I know where they're at. They went to the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm. So you see the whole school, it's gone. Mm. And it wouldn't come back up.
And you post pictures.
Yeah.
And then you all post
the time.
Pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always post like you're barefoot. Though you're always barefoot lifting the crappie up.
I do miss that.
Yeah, we're waiting for summer.
He gets down, he sees feet and then the fish. I do miss that. I miss the floor pictures where you're catching them that fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I just throw them right in the cooler. That cooler's right behind me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm more picky with the bougie boat, so.
Like a little bit, everybody on social media be like, look at Lane, he's catching them so fast he can't even put them in the live well.
He just don't get up.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Don't get up. I just don't get up.
Well, the minnows are hard and the crappie are hard.
So, well, I have people come up to me on the boat and at the boat ramp. I mean, the other day I was 30, 40 benches leaving the ramp because, hey, man, I know you from Facebook. And what's going on, what's doing. I mean, we give them a lot of information. Sometimes if I got some extra baits with me, I'll give them a pack
of
a bait or some jig edge or something.
Social media is good, too.
They get their information from social media.
Yeah.
I still hadn't figured out what that one guy was telling you about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, she delivered your boys.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And, so. Yep, they've been out fishing,
And talking about, we're going to talk about fishing, too, because we got to talk about muddy water.
Yeah.
We already touched on it. We just wanted to touch on a couple things today. So, muddy water and social media, it's kind of about the same, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like the same.
You can muddy the water. Is
that very much.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's starting to clear but,
a little bit. I mean, more rain expected, but like, what are you going to do? We'll start with you, Lance. What are you going to do if the next wave of rain comes in? Then it's going to guarantee it's going to be stained all the way through the spawn. Because if we get 4 inches, it won't go away very easily.
Right.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to address that? Are you going to?
Well, if it's fishable, I'll stay then. You know, if it's that red mud, I ain't going to fish it.
No.
Right.
No.
But, you know, I'll be saying, well, we're not going to fish.
But even if it gets red mud, if you can get a couple of days of it settling a little bit.
If I can give it like a week.
Catch a few. Yeah.
I mean, if you can give it a week to settle, for me, I think Peyton says like 3 days. To me, it's like a week, it seems like.
Not red. 3 days like this color. And let them adjust.
Is, yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, but this is fine.
This is stained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can see there isn't sediment in the water. To me, whenever there's sediment in the water, fish do not like that.
Yeah.
You gotta, and crappie don't care for current.
Yeah.
No.
Crappie do not fish. They don't stay in the current.
The last flood we got, I was literally on the line watching crappie run out of the mud.
And wow.
They'd come in there. And you could like see the sediment coming off of them as they were running from the mud as much as they could.
Mm.
And then they'd run over and where it was kind of clear and you
can
catch them.
We were down there.
Where were you? No, I'm just kidding. I'll look at your Facebook page.
We were
February 2025.
Yes. We were just south of Hikuki.
Yep. We were just staying in front of the mud line because the fish were running out of the mud to get away from it. They were scared of it.
There's a point.
It was crazy.
There's a point there, and it broke the current. And it was right there on the edge of that mud line in the current.
You talked about the fish going down.
Yeah.
Even today, like I was at yesterday, wow. where they went down and they went down into the mud, that's different than mud in the water and coming. That's because normally our lake is halfway decent. Like the clarity is usually at least 2 foot.
Yeah,
and so now we're at 8. Well,
I knew
to 10.
The pressure was high because all the sticks were, like you said, they were all sticking straps. When I was like, oh man, but the bite was good. The bite was good early, but when the wind started chopping, I don't know why they wanted to go. They were gone.
You can just left. About go to the banquet. An old fellow that I used to hunt and fish a lot with years ago always said, if you don't check the barometric pressure, but you're on the lake. And all the floating sticks, you know, twigs and things, and they're standing up and down. Their barometric pressure will be 34 and higher and rising. And it holds true. And the it'll stop the fish. The fish bite will change.
The bird sky.
Yep.
Yep. Tough. So colors. I know the colors you're using. Yeah.
Silver. Like
silver. Silver bullets.
You used to use tubes.
I used to use tubes.
Yeah, what happened to that? Why did you go away from tubes?
I don't know. I just stick with minnows. I mean, I guess I could put tubes on there, but if they don't bite a minnow, they ain't going to bite a minnow with the tube on it. So I don't know.
You know, he forgot how to put them on.
The tubes? I know he hasn't forgot how to put minnows on.
No, that's what I'm
good
saying.
God.
I still remember the days where they'd eat the red or gold hooks, though.
Yeah.
With nothing on them.
Yeah.
They're a little smarter now.
You caught one on a gold hook last week or something.
I've caught plenty on gold hooks
by themselves.
Yeah, finally
that was actually snagged. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I snagged him right in the back. Yeah, fell in the back. Actually caught him. He's had that thing. It was whipping it all over, and I was like, "What the heck's he got on?" And it was a crappie hooked in the back.
How does that happen? You
know, I guess he's just slapping at it.
Probably
just slapped at it.
You know, I think on the colors. You know, for years and years, we caught them on black and chartreuse, red chartreuse, and whites, and you had to have a black neck or a white green neck or whatever on those tubes. And then it's just over the last 10 years of me guiding, it's just so weird how, you know, 5 years ago, we were still catching them on more of our old traditional colors.
Right.
And then they start transitioning. I mean, the last 2 years in stained water what you would normally throw, the black and chartreuse or whatever. Oh, yeah. We're throwing Green Lantern and white and stuff that we've even caught them on some more natural colors in stained water than what we used to never would throw. I mean, it's and then next year it'll be something different. It'll be something different.
Like yesterday, the 13-year-old in the boat wanted to try the Grenada Gold Slab Hunter. I was like, well, it ain't really the color for it because it's clear. Yeah. Threw it out there. They fought over it.
Well, now,
that's got an orange head, right?
It's a gold body with a big, bright orange
gold
tail.
Flight.
Uh-huh.
They just started smacking it.
I throw critter getter a lot. And it's gold flake with white tail.
Yeah.
And catch a lot of fish on it.
Hmm.
But if you remember 2 years ago, in this kind of water we're dealing with now, the fried shad, we went through how many packages of fried shad?
Yeah.
This year, we got the same color, same conditions. I can't get them to hit fried shad, but they're hitting Green Lantern.
Yeah.
5 years ago, we caught them on Green Lantern. You know,
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, you think how's the crappie population? You think
that's great?
Oh, I can tell you, I'm buying 15 dozen minnows right now, and I probably maybe have 3 dozen left by the end of the day. I'm catching little ones like
this week, I've ran into schools of 20 to 30 grouped up, and they still ain't spawned a week ago. Females, too. I don't know why there's some males on the bank.
I mean, I might have three males and the rest are females.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
You think they're going to just hold their eggs?
I don't know. It's scaring me right now because they're ready because you can squeeze them and the eggs come out.
Yeah.
They
look like mustard.
They're ready.
Yeah.
I think really and truly we had some that spawned. And if you think on a normal year, I mean, how many times in March the 31st, first week in April, in the last of March, how many times have you seen the redbuds and the dogwoods in full bloom?
They're out.
Normally, it's in toward the end of April. Mm-hmm. Dogwoods start popping when turkey season opens around the 20th of the month. And then the fish go up, and then they'll spawn on that latter part of that month at the full moon. But we used to have a phase a little sooner. So I think this last little phase we had is more traditional. It's the normal first phase. Now we're having, and then the water got warm. Then our water got cold.
Yeah.
Last weekend, our water dropped 10 degrees in 2 days.
Yeah. It was cold.
Because Peyton and I fished
So Peyton and I fished on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of week before. And on Thursday, we had 63, 64 degree water. By Saturday, we was at 53. You know, it's just so up and down. Then we got a big rain last week.
And it was cold, too, rain.
Yeah, it was a cold rain.
I don't know what the water temp is now.
Their eggs are good, so they're still going to do it, but I think they're going to go together at one time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a...
When they pop, they're going to pop. And
it'll be 3 days of, oh, my gosh, they're everywhere. So...
I mean, that when we had that 90 degrees right there, what was it, middle of March?
Yeah.
Yes, that was unusual.
And a lot of people
I think a lot of fish went to the bank that.
Our lake raised a little over a foot from this last rain.
Uh-huh.
So they were already staged and ready to bed. So if they were putting their beds in here at 3 foot of water and we got another foot, they're staying there. They're not moving up. Those fish that was preparing are going to stay right there. They're not moving up shallow.
You don't think they move up? Coming in, pushing them out, probably keeping them out with the current.
We caught 25 off the bank yesterday, caught 2 today.
Wow.
Why are they not here again? Why do they not keep moving up? So I don't know. It's the weirdest year I've ever seen.
Also, something we should visit about is the Arkansas Crappie Masters is coming. Yeah. So that's
coming
gonna be
up
a big tournament.
Next weekend.
And no one in particular, except for this person right here, is in first place, him and Parker.
Yeah.
We have to give you a shout out. We should have brought some confetti or something to put on it. So that's it, right? So are you guys the angler team of the year or not?
Yeah, we're angling.
They don't count. They don't count the championship, right? So you guys are AOY.
It's a tight race right now. The championship can change it.
Oh, it can?
They do.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, the championship can change it. So we're six points ahead of the second team.
Right.
So, yeah, if we have a bad day, second team, both teams, they have a great day, then we could be second real easy. Mm. So, but hopefully.
You kind of are stacked a little bit on your team. If one person has a bad day, then the other person on your team, even if they have an average day, that's still going to be a good day. Well, they'll have to really fish.
It's on Beaver. It's going to be interesting to see the weights. It's the way everything's going with the
It will. Because how far away is that? How many weeks?
It's next weekend.
Week after, it's a week from this Friday.
So this show is going to.
Friday and Saturday.
Yep. This show will be out on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't give them anything, did you?
Monday.
Give them any secrets? So. Tell them to go out there. It's all going to change.
It's going to change again.
Yeah, it's going to change.
We might be at Pinhook.
Yeah.
Well, it could. Or we might be at 57 hole.
It's going to be interesting. It can be interesting. But yeah, hopefully everything, hopefully we'll continue being blessed and get to hold that lead spot. So we'll see.
Tell us. You fished that the whole year. What was the key to your success? You and Parker. Parker Adair is his partner. So,
well, I think a lot of us, in the way we fish, we fish a lot the same together. And we fish really hard, but we try to we come up with our game plan, and we just try to stick with it.
All right.
We don't. If we start struggling, we don't start trying to find a new way or whatever. We just stick with where we seen our fish and found our fish, and we so far have been fortunate enough to stick with it. The last tournament we had on Dardanelle, it was a rough morning. We were very, very fortunate. We fishing around several of the teams was right there. We was all with short distance of each other, and finally we made the move about 11 o'clock. We did have our five fish when we made our move. Some of the other guys did not in that area. We got to talking to them later at the weigh in, and they said, "Well, what was you doing different than we were?" It's the main thing is you just got to read that fish. That particular day, which was really weird because we just didn't really have a real strong pattern to go on and for the tournament day. And we just went and did what we knew to do. And so that morning, the fish bite was better on a hair jig.
Yeah.
And then we made the move, and we couldn't buy a bite on a hair jig. We went through a 3-inch bait, and we loaded them up. And so we just work really hard at trying to let the fish tell us what they want. And that's really the most critical thing is the patience. And you know,
all right.
Keep what's, you cool and just be patient.
What's the two dates? It's on
17th and 18th,
which is on
Friday, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. If they want to go to the weigh-in,
it will be at 4 o'clock. Weigh-in starts each day at 4 p.m. and it will be held at the Archie Lure building
in Lowell.
In Lowell.
Yep. All right.
So we'll be there at 4 o'clock both days. And,
sounds good. All right, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, if you're going out there crappie fishing, you can use some of their lures, catch them on that. You can also take Pico Lures. I've been catching a lot of fish on crankbaits, and so they have a whole line of crankbaits. They also have the new crankbait. It's just a new color in the square bill called Paycheck, which I'm sure other companies will be knocking it off, but they won't have the same action as the square bill has of Pico. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. B&M Poles, of course, Lance and Peyton and Greg and myself, we all use B&M Poles. And so everything from sharpshooters to the 14, which is really 13 and a half foot blue diamond series. Don't ask us. We don't know.
That's funny. Some of our earlier ones says 14.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, you can check them out at bnmpoles.com. Lance, if they want to get a hold of you, social media?
Yeah. No, you can look me up on Facebook or just call me 479-236-4105.
Yep.
And I'm on Facebook, Over the Limit Guide Service, 479-387-6153.
Greg's Guide Service or 479-601-1683.
There you go. You can call me at Weekman's Guide Service. It's 479-756-5279. Doing a lot of electronic guide trips, I'm averaging about two a week. So call me and we'll try and set that up. Otherwise, like we always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. Mm-hmm.